Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them. And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Hey, soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look.
Ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hello and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. Today, I sit down with the leaders from Dallas ISD, U.S. Soccer Foundation, and North Texas Soccer Association. And we break down something that honestly that gets me fired up, soccer for success. This isn't just soccer in PE. This is a curriculum, coaching education, and real structure and real access for tens of thousands of students. If you're a parent, coach, or educator who cares about development the right way, not hype, not shortcuts, this conversation matters. So let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
My name is Maricela Lopez, and I work for Dallas ISD, and I'm one of the assistant athletic directors over soccer.
Hello, my name is Dr. Lisa Whitaker, and I serve as the Director of Electives and Enrichment, supporting health, physical education, and world languages curriculum for grades K through 12.
I'm Lisa Perry. I'm Senior Director of Training for the U.S. Soccer Foundation.
And then to round out the group, I'm Warren Cottle with the North Texas State Soccer Association, as well as U.S. Soccer, and a teacher of the U.S. Soccer Foundation Success in Soccer program.
So let's start this off where this all started. So this whole conversation started because of soccer success. If you've never heard of it, could someone, Lisa, this would be you, give me a brief answer on what soccer success is and how it's going beyond the game of play and how it's being integrated into our communities.
Sure. So at the U.S. Soccer Foundation, we provide underserved communities access to innovative play spaces and evidence-based soccer programs that instill hope, foster well-being, and help youth achieve their fullest potential. And we do that in one way through our Soccer for Success in-school program. This particular program is geared towards providing professional development to physical education teachers, providing them curricular resources, and then also soccer balls so that they can teach the lessons to their students. It's a 10-lesson unit that we provide, split into four grade bands of K-2, 3-5, 6-8, 9-12, and it's aligned to our national physical education standards. There's three things that I believe that physical education teachers need in order to be successful when they are teaching a skill or a sport, and those three things are curriculum, professional development, and training. And so what we have done is we have provided all three of those things to the teachers in Dallas Independent School District. We were able to provide two trainings back in the spring, and hopefully we'll be able to come back in and train more of their teachers so that the teachers have the confidence and the skills and the mindset to successfully teach soccer to their kids.
How did this, with Dallas ISD being one of the largest school districts in the country, and how did you all finally meet up, and how did this relationship finally happen? Because it's been going on for a short period of time, but it seems amazing what you're doing.
About a little over a year ago, we recruited Warren to be one of our national trainers for our Soccer for Success in School program. And in that, we discovered that Warren had an existing relationship with Maricela. And so Warren was able to connect us. We had a call with Maricela and with Dr. Whitaker, and we were able to put it together to bring the trainees to Dallas ISD.
With this already built relationship, how did Warren and Ms. Lopez, I'm sorry for everyone, I'm struggling this morning enunciating words, how did you two decide to bring it to Dallas and foster this relationship to bring soccer to the school district?
Coach Lopez, you want to take that one, or you want me to
get it? You can start it.
I'll tell you what. So I've been blessed to have another fellow apostle and Coach Lopez. And so we were talking about ways that we could bring in coaching education through U.S. Soccer. And so she's hosted our grassroots programs with our 9v9 and 11v11 for middle school and high school coaches. And so in talking to her, I saw or just asked her if she might be interested in a Success in Soccer program, which is directly geared towards the PE students. And it's an amazing program that I've gotten to work with, where being an ex-teacher, and especially within the school districts, it provides the teacher not only with the curriculum that's based on soccer development and player development, and is actually really, really good, but included in that, it also includes the teachers that the coaches will meet, or the PE teachers. It also allows them to, it'll, for us as a math teacher, we used to put in students will be able to accomplish certain thing by the end of the day. This allows those teachers to not only have the curriculum, guide for how to teach the curriculum, and then also has the objectives, learning objectives set for each and every day. As a teacher, it's unbelievably powerful, especially within that environment where you could basically come in with a zero knowledge of soccer, training soccer, and put together a program in 10 weeks that the kids will actually learn and grow as soccer players, and do it in a fun way, in a meaningful way, that where kids are playing the game and not standing in lines, but actually growing and developing quickly. And then I think it's just a win-win across the board. And especially with a school like Dallas ISD or a district like Dallas ISD, in that a lot of those kids play the game. And it's especially cultural with a lot of their players, a lot of kids going from all different backgrounds. It's unbelievably powerful. And not to hopefully step on any toes, but especially within the Latin American community coming in from across the border, to me, it's always been a powerful way to engage students with other students. And I always go back to the best thing is like the Sandlot example, where the little guy is sitting in the outfield and he can't catch the ball and he's got his little goofy hat. But the second he catches the ball, he's ingrained in the culture of the community of the kids. And I think this season soccer in this manner within the school district allows those kids that may be struggling with grades or maybe struggling with the language barriers or different dynamics, this allows them to become a part of the culture in the school because the kids can play and enjoy a game that's relatively inexpensive and is basically takes four pieces of trash and a ball to play outside of school. and it gives a powerful way to ingrain each kid within the community and bring them closer together using a sport in the most fun way available, and also gets them playing together.
Is there anything else with Coach Lopez?
No, that's pretty much what Warren said. I just wanted to do something in this role since I've been the first one here in Dallas ISD that loves soccer. My passion is soccer, and I want to give a lot of opportunities to our kids, number one, and our coaches. So here we are.
So since it's been implemented and starting going into the school district, have you seen students being more involved in sports and not just soccer, but in general? Because I feel soccer is being the gateway for everything else here. And how is, I should start with back a little bit. This is being funded through the U.S. Soccer Foundation and brought into the school district. You talked about teaching and plans and some soccer balls. How is this being funded, and how can parents better understand how this is being pushed through the school district for the benefit of the students?
I'll take that one. So it's twofold, and it's a partnership that we're greatly appreciative of being a part of, and it's across multiple departments, which is what makes this super exciting, because that means we broaden the stroke of our impact for students. And so it's not just specific for an age category or a skill level or even an interest. We're being exploratory in some of these spaces, which is awesome. Soccer is one of the sports that we offer with our Spark initiative with Dallas ISD. That particular program focuses on sports. It also has an emphasis on physical activity and recreational activities for kids in grades 3 through 6. And so the partnership that we have with Success in Soccer is through the athletics department, and my relationship with Ms. Lopez and working so closely with the athletics department. We want our students to be aligned. So whichever sport they decide that they are passionate about, they have the foundational skills to go in and be competitive. So we want to make sure that we give them as many options as possible in the world of sports. And as you said, Dallas ISD has really great opportunities. And many of us started sports very early, and we don't want that to be an obstacle for our kids. But sometimes if you only heard of one sport, you may be less reluctant to try another one. And so we have a calendar where we just rotate different opportunities, and that's where that exploration happens. And Success in Soccer truly helps us to do that, because they're equipping the teachers to ensure the right skills are poured into our students.
You talk about the education side. So the education is coming from U.S. Soccer Foundation. So you talked about you've met twice with the U.S. Soccer Foundation. How is these classes being implemented and being taught? And who is teaching and who is being taught within the school district then?
So we can probably split this, because Ms. Lopez and I, we had a large group of teachers. We had to have two different trainings across two field houses. And I just want to thank U.S. Soccer Foundation for not saying, no, that's too many people. We had an overwhelming interest in getting training. And that's the first thing that I just want to celebrate, because parents can know that their students are getting the best and they're getting truly aligned instruction for varsity sports. And so that's the first thing. But we had our PE teachers who are leading the Spark program there. And then Ms. Lopez had soccer coaches from middle school and high school who were present. Can you imagine? So we had this three great bands together. And so it wasn't just we're getting this training. It was now we get to share what's working. We get to work off of each other. They were, and it wasn't just you do this. It was, okay, this is the skill. Now let's all engage and navigate that. And then they got to map it out. What do you think a third grader would say versus an eighth grader versus an 11th grader, someone who's been playing soccer for a long time? And you get to see the trajectory of how those skills are going to develop, because you have all those coaches right there in the same space. And it was really a beautiful thing to see.
Yes, ma'am. And I do want to add, when we started Soccer for Success, that was one of the goals, of course. It was like our middle school and high school coaches, but some of our PE teachers elementary teachers are also our coaches. So we wanted to integrate everybody. Mm-hmm. And of course, Dr. Whitaker is awesome. We love this. Everybody loves this. I have a lot of great coaches that talk about it. They want the training. The parents, they're asking what grades, elementary, what are we going to do? So there's just a lot of things that we want to do here in Dallas ISD.
So what type of training is done for these, with the Soccer for Success, what type of training is given to them? Is there a curriculum handed out? Because I know that you're implementing this across the Sparks program, the PE classes. So what type of curriculum is given out for the coaches and the teachers, the PE instructors and things along that line to help them with the side of this?
I'll let Soccer for Success answer, but I do want to just add, because I think it's important to note, it's not just our PE classes. It's really breaking the wall, if you will, or going beyond the ceiling. And so what we've said is we want a very aligned structure and learning environment for all of our students. So it's going to start foundationally within physical education, because that's where we have the most physical activity within the school day, but it also is going to, we see an infusement of sports within physical activity curriculum as students develop and go older into their physical education time in Dallas and in the state. But not only will they see it there, what athletics is doing is they're extending that to their coaches so that there is a uniformity across what our kids are having access to. And it's on an elite level. And that's the beauty of that. So it doesn't just stop within the four walls of the classroom. It goes beyond onto the field when they're going to athletics and they're engaging in these sports. And we hope that our younger students will feel more inclined and confident to want to go out for UIL sports in seventh grade. But the curriculum piece, I will leave for the experts here. But I did want to celebrate that, because that is the unique thing about what we're doing here in Dallas, is that we're partnering PE and athletics together so that there is this alignment in our students' learning, no matter which path, if they want to stay recreational or if they want to go competitive, they both are learning the same sets of skills and they will be successful either way.
So Ian, I'll back up just a little bit about our training and the curriculum. So our goal is to expose kids to soccer. We want them to develop some fundamental skills so that they have the confidence to play soccer out of school time. And what we've done with Dallas ISD, or what actually Dallas ISD has done with us, they invited us in to do the training with PE teachers and coaches, and then those coaches can extend that learning beyond the school day. So one of the reasons that I think it's critical that we start with PE teachers is that PE teachers are uniquely qualified to teach movement. And they're also uniquely qualified to manage large groups of kids with a lot of equipment. And so our trainings are very active. I believe we had one training outside and one training inside. Warren, you were one of the
trainers.
I think weather played a little bit of havoc with us. So we can do training indoors or outdoors. We need a large space. And we expect the teachers to be very active, because the teachers are going to go through the activities that they're going to teach their students. So it's critical that they are up out of the bleachers, their feet are on the ball, and they're moving. And that's the way we've designed the training. We also infuse information about our curriculum. The fact that there are 10 lessons in a unit, it's aligned to the national standards. We have learning objectives every day, and we focus on the fundamental skills of soccer. So we focus on dribbling, passing, receiving, defense, a little bit of shooting and finishing, and some goalkeeping and small-sided games. We don't put the kids in a situation where it's 11 on 11 and they never have an opportunity to touch the ball. Everything is going to be small group. And kids are going to be active with lots of touches. If you don't touch the ball, you're not going to improve your skills. You're not going to improve your confidence. So when you come to a training, I'm going to say it looks a lot like an adult PE class.
Yes.
We have phenomenal trainers that come out and do this training. As Warren mentioned, he has a background in education as well. We have trainers that have very strong backgrounds in technical soccer. So we have a combination of trainers who come in and deliver this for us. And at the end of the day, we want the PE teachers and the coaches who attend our training to say, yeah, I can do this with my kids. And when they take that outside of the school day, once again, we're going to get kids with more touches. They're going to build the confidence. They're going to want to play. Soccer is such a universal sport, and it's a universal language. We don't even have to speak the same verbal language in order to kick a ball around and play a game together. And I think that's the beauty of it. Our curriculum was developed. We are in the second edition of our curriculum. The current edition was developed by a physical education teacher, education professor, and also a middle school, high school teacher of the year who has a D license in coaching soccer. So we have the pedagogy. We also have the soccer expertise. The lessons are very easy to implement. And I always tell the teachers, it's a buffet. You're going to have a small plate. That's your class time. We're going to give you an instant activity and three activities for a lesson. You might not be able to fit all that into your plate, but you choose because you're the PE teacher. You've got training. You understand how to form your lessons. You can teach our lessons word for word if you want, but I want you to take these activities and make them your own and do what fits best for your students. And then the other part that I think is critical that we work with students is what we call the REST principle. So what we want to do is we want teachers to modify the rules, the equipment, the space, and the time. There's no way that I can sit in Western Colorado and know all the challenges that students are having in the schools in Dallas Independent. So what I want to do is equip the teachers with the strategies to modify these lessons. And that's part of the training as well.
That's pretty impressive. So does this, you talk about in the classroom setting, does this go beyond the classroom? Is there after school activities with this? Is it just like a soccer club, or is it designed to be more during the school functioning hours, or is it beyond the school functioning hours of a normal school day?
Currently, our lessons are for PE teachers during the school day, but they can easily be modified for coaches who work with athletes and players after the school day. But I'm happy to also let you know that we are working on a couple of out of school time activities, and those should be released in early October. We are creating, it's going to be focused on the Men's World Cup, which is going to be hosted right in your neighborhood. And that's why it's kind of a critical time for us. But what we are doing is we are creating an after-school intramural guide. So this could be someone who doesn't teach PE. It could just be someone who's in charge of an enrichment program after school. They could be in charge of a soccer or an athletic program where they teach more than soccer. So that'll be available at the end of September. The other thing that we're doing is we are creating classroom lesson plans for classroom teachers, core academic lessons. And it's going to relate to the World Cup and to soccer. Maybe we'll talk about soccer formations. Maybe we'll talk about the countries, maybe the culture of the countries that are going to come in and play the World Cup. We also have a recess guide that we are creating, because a lot of times soccer gets eliminated from recess because kids tend to have conflict during recess and playing soccer. So we've got strategies. We've got strategies for the supervisors. We've also got strategies to help resolve conflict. And we've got activities that kids can play during recess. And then the final thing that we're creating right now is that we are going to have a field day guide that's going to be World Cup oriented. Almost every elementary school does a field day, and we think that soccer is a great thing to theme your field day around. So those are all going to be coming out in October, and everything's going to have a World Cup flair.
Do you find these kids that participate in this type of programs, you talked about expanding just beyond soccer, and Dallas ISD has the Sparks program. Do you find that when kids are being involved in this type of activity, the excitement, the attention level, the focus, and grades possibly go up? Or do you find that there are other avenues of interest that all of a sudden they get sparked with these students that are being part of these programs?
I think research shows us that evidence, right? It tells us that a more active adult or child, mentally, their functions are greater, right? You get more oxygen, you get more blood flowing. But students who have something to anchor their time in school, they find joy in different spaces. And we want to make sure that we're offering the entry-level places for all of our students. But when students are more active, research does show that academics also trend upward with those students. And this is in great support of what the science says. And Dallas ISD is using the curriculum that we give Success for Soccer within our PE classes, but we're also using it within our Following the School Day program, which is what Spark offers. And then Spark offers more than soccer, but soccer is also a big component of what we offer. And the great thing is every elementary school has this opportunity available to them in Dallas ISD. And so you may have some teachers who are coming to these trainings for the first time and they've never played. But they walk out with confidence that they can help to encourage the skill set in a child in a sport that they've never had the opportunity themselves to play. And if you go to one of these trainings, there's no way you're going to leave the same way you came out. There's just no way. You are inspired, but you are well equipped. And it's not just that they're giving you the foundational skill set from a coaching perspective or a teacher. They're also providing our teachers with the resource. They're giving them the soccer balls that are sized proportionately for the age group that they are actually teaching. It's a very, very amazing, it's a sweet deal for our teachers. And when they come in, all of our trainings for Spark are active. So the expectation is there. They're already prepared to do the skills that their kids are going to do because we want to model the expectation. But Success for Soccer, they make it easy to do that. But they also make it super fun. And we have teachers who are like, when are we going to start? When are we going to start? When is Spark? When is Spark? And so when you have the beginning of the school year and you get the same question, Spark was started last year. And so when we come in this year, the main question is, when is Spark? When is Spark? That means it's not just good, it's great. And it's great for kids. And so we want to keep doing that.
Out of curiosity factor, I know that Spark is with the school district, but for U.S. soccer, how is this all paid for? This all has to come from somewhere. Soccer balls aren't cheap. Having staff creating plans and lectures and things along that line is very difficult to set up and to pay for. So how is this all funded? And then how is it funded through the school for the school to have access to all this?
Okay, so I can talk a little bit about how we fund it through the U.S. Soccer Foundation. So first of all, I want to talk about what the value of this training is. So what we provided in the spring, we trained 114 teachers. Those teachers reported that they teach or coach 49,777 students, almost 50,000 students. That's a huge reach. And so when we provide a training, the training and the curriculum, our cost is $5,000 per training. So we spent $10,000 on the training. And then we spent $46,000 on soccer balls. So $56,000 is what we have invested into Dallas Independent School District in order for kids to learn soccer. And the way that we fund it, we were created in 1994 after the Men's World Cup. We are the Legacy Foundation of that event. And so we have been great stewards of our finances over 30 years, and we continue to fundraise. And so sometimes we do very specific locality fundraising. Other times we have money that's invested in us so that we can go to those specific markets or across the country. The way that we actually paid for this particular training is what we call the big bet. And that's money that we have from our endowment that we are investing in our World Cup host city sites. And so Dallas Independent is right there where, like I said, that's where the World Cup's going to happen. We're going to see some matches there.
Yes.
And so it made sense for us to really devote the resources to try to get kids, number one, excited about soccer. Number two, get those feet on the ball, get them running around the pitch, and get them involved, not only in school time, but in after school time. And as we progress, we look at communities where we want to go into. We then try to connect with local foundations and raise money. We also have some leadership councils in some of our host cities where we work with our leadership councils and they make personal donations. So we have folks who may donate $50 a year and that helps out with our school program. We have folks that will donate $100,000 a year. So we have various ways to fund it, but we are very committed that we provide this to school districts where they don't have to pay anything. as a former physical education teacher, I understand and I realize how precious this professional development time is and the resources that you can get with it, including the curriculum and what you actually need to teach it, the soccer balls. And as a former PE teacher, I'm very committed to bringing this to PE teachers because I made my own equipment and I had to write my own curriculum and it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make it easier for teachers to access what we have and implement it in their lessons.
I love it. Yeah. How do we get other foundations and other sports to do the same thing as US soccer is doing here, the US Soccer Foundation is doing with soccer? Put them on the pressure here because soccer is leading the way. With this being said, as we're looking at it, is there a, how do I describe it? How does, put it more towards the parent side, how should parents perceive this? Because me listening to this and being a little bit, probably a little bit more exposed than the average listener, I feel now, and doing a little bit more research on you all and what you are all doing, how should parents perceive this? Because to me, this sounds like a win-win no matter what. And there's always, I always feel like there's always the shoe has to drop somewhere. And I don't see the shoe dropping. It's just a great program that's built to enhance the student's education process and what's going on with our communities. So what should parents be drawing from this and be seeing from the U.S. Soccer Foundation being introduced to the schools and the schools trickling it into their other programs like Dallas ISD has done?
I would say our hope is that our parents would see our commitment demonstrated to their students and putting their kids first and really giving them the skill set to develop over time. Our goal is not that this be static and this will be a continual partnership. And I'll have to get with Lisa and Warren very soon because we need to have a training very soon. And so one of the things is that when you have a partnership, it's about developing and really molding yourself around the people you're serving. And that's what I hope that parents would see, is that we see their children, we see their interest, and not only do we see it, we're doing something about it. And we want to do something that's good and that's done well, that will continue to refresh itself no matter what the world of soccer brings with the curriculum that was spoken of earlier. We can completely refresh it. So it's not meant to stay the same. Just like every school year, we have some new strategies that we want to implement. This will be one of them, and we're committed to that. So I hope that our parents would see the commitment that Dallas ISD has for students and that we want to do everything exceptionally well with excellence so that their students are prepared to go beyond the school day playing soccer and doing exceptionally well in academics.
Do parents need to be more involved with this? Because at the end of the day, I honestly believe as a parent, we should be involved in our children's mm-hmm. education. We should be part of their activities as much as it may drive us crazy. Because I feel like the school day just gets longer and longer with the more activities they do. And how should parents be able to help with this? Because at the end of the day, from the U.S. Soccer Foundation, from working with Dallas ISD and your Sparks program, what can they do to better enhance this program from all sides of it? Because you can only do so much with teaching and you can only do so much by offering. It's the parents mm-hmm. also being part of this equation. So how can we help as parents mm-hmm. make this more successful?
That's a really great question. And I'll let Maricela add to this as well, but we have really great parent support. When you come to a Spark event, we have amazing parent support. And so how I would answer that is just to continue to invest and sign up in these programs. Dallas ISD is contributing a large amount of time and effort, but we're willing to just really make sure that kids are getting the experiences that are going to be of value to them. And so we can't do that unless parents are willing to sign their children up for these programs. It wouldn't even exist without the parents' yes. And I would just say to continue to sign up. And that's just a simple request. And behind that is a lot, right? So we get to see the partnerships manifest and the skill levels come together. And we get to see health and physical education and athletics work together and varsity sports coming to our elementary students. There's just a lot that goes on because a parent said yes I want my child to get this experience. And so we just ask for that continuation of trust and promotion to other parents to say, yes, this is a good thing, because the smiles on the students' faces say a lot to us. And we hope that it says a lot to the community as well.
Is there, with all these programs being implemented and being brought in, my big focus, I'll be honest, is soccer. I'm a parent of two kids that play soccer. My daughter just got involved in gymnastics, and I find that the world is never ending when it comes to school activities. I look at our calendar just the other day. My wife just updated it. I have to give her props because she went through the whole school year and updated with all the kids' activities that are currently on the calendar. And it just blows my mind how productive these students are being, and their schedules are being full. My son plays soccer outside of school. They don't have anything other than a soccer club last year, and that's all they have at their school. And how do I fix this at his school? Because as a parent, I want to see kids playing activities. I prefer soccer, but any other sport is great, because I feel I played baseball and wrestling. Those were my sports, and that's all I can relate to. But I feel like there are so many more opportunities for these athletes. You see the success. So as you're building these programs, maybe you can give a little bit more insight into the curriculums that are coming out and the details that are being implemented, so parents have a general idea of what these courses look like. And then you can maybe give a little bit of idea of how Dallas ISD is actually implementing these courses, because I feel, like you said, it's evolving door of changing process and not being stagnant with it. But how are you both working and forming these programs? And Warren, if you have some insight on this also, with how you're doing it locally here, because you're the local liaison for U.S. Soccer Foundation.
Dude, that's a good question.
Long-winded, sorry.
No. Tell you what, just then, and I'm hoping this answers it, and tell me if I'm incorrect. So if I'm not, please feel free to correct me on it. But I think the beauty of being a liaison within this area is that we're getting straight into the schools and be able to impact teachers quickly. And that's our goal. And then now to use that and bridge it out and to help other students as well is unbelievably powerful. And I'm hoping that we can expand it out. I know we've had, Midland ISD has reached out to me about hosting courses. Imagine there'll be others in the area as well. So not only within Dallas ISD, but to expand this out further obviously would be super powerful. And especially with the World Cup coming up, it adds interest and viability to the program. But I think the biggest key for me is that how to use athletics and sports to help enhance the educational portion of school. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you take this and then grow to where the little guys and gals that are out there playing can now come in and get the energy out while being productive. And then obviously studies have shown that physical activity is something that those kids need, you know, to help their development as well as the academic area of it. So I think encompassing all together for me is just unbelievably powerful, using a sport and then helping direct people that know, because I know that thinking back on my days at PE, there was a lot of dodgeball, which I'm sure is frowned
yeah,
upon now.
Don't do that.
We get out and I think back in El Paso when I was growing up at LBJ, elementary school. It was basically went out and took a soccer ball out, and then kids brought rocks, and we put rocks out because there weren't any grass, and we would play soccer, and that's all we did. And that was the structure of PE, or you'd run laps around the middle school field that was up a hill, and that was pretty much all we did, or tetherball or all different things. But the structure allows the kids to learn, to grow, and to be better. And it's unbelievably powerful. To your point, be needed if other sports took advantage of this kind of model, because I know there's a need. Because how many PE teachers don't know soccer now that are gaining knowledge on how to teach soccer? What would happen if you had, for example, basketball? How powerful in Dallas ISD would a basketball program simulist be to help those kids out? And I know that when we were up there, I believe, didn't y'all have a group of that helps out with basketball as well?
Yes, we did.
Or is that... So there's a gentleman that's really, it's neat to see the community of Dallas ISD come together, really help it make better for kids. And I think in turn is going to turn unbelievable results to communities within the Dallas itself, in the city of Dallas.
It's really cool.
With the program, did you implement it straight across the board, or was it a gradual progression through the school districts, the individual schools within the district?
Specifically for Dallas ISD or with
With them specifically Dallas IEDs, did you start with a trial program with everything, or did it just naturally just spread like wildfire everywhere?
So we opened enrollment or registration to all of our campuses that serve students between the ages or the grades of third through sixth. And then for athletics, of course, it was open to every school. We want all of our students to get the experience. And so we, as best as we can, we try to offer it as globally as we can within our district. We really understand what sports coupled with academics does. It helps with concentration. It's going to help with focus. It's going to give kids some self-discipline. And oftentimes it really does help with conflict. I heard Lisa saying that earlier. Sometimes you don't know how to manage those emotions because you've never maybe lost or you've never had an opportunity where you're playing with someone else and you're independent. And so it just teaches all of these skill sets in a really fun way, but you're playing towards a common purpose. We understand that. When we did it, we jumped right in and it was all in. We were all in. We were thankful for the response that we received from our coaches as well as our teachers when we did this training. So it was available to all of our schools. And we're thankful for the teachers who answered the call for that.
Since I'm going to use you all as the model, now is U.S. Soccer Foundation reaching out and trying to spread this more? I know it's been around for over 30 years, the foundation has. But how are you using Dallas ISD and working with them to work with other school districts to bring what they have modeled through U.S. Soccer for Success with the U.S. Soccer Foundation?
So to clarify, the foundation's been around for 31 years.
Yes.
Our school program has been in existence for about 5 years. We started rolling it out nationally 3 years ago. And so I think the unique aspect of our relationship with Dallas ISD is that they are actually taking what we're doing, training their PE teachers and coaches, and they're extending it into the out-of-school time, which is very unique. And we'd love to follow that model with other school districts that have a structure in place where they can do that. And that's what I think is great about their SPARK program, is that they have their folks who see the kids during the school day are also seeing the kids after school. They develop that relationship with their teacher, with their coach, with their mentor. And that's instrumental in keeping kids, number one, out of trouble in sports and moving forward with their life. So I think that's very instrumental. As far as being a model district, they definitely are. They were on board when we got in touch with them. We said, hey, we can do a few trainings for you. We want to go ahead and extend that and schedule more training so that we can reach more teachers in the district and reach more kids. And then if we can use this model in Texas and throughout the United States, then we definitely want to do that. We want to put this up and say, hey, look, this is what we've done with Dallas ISD. Maybe we can do it in your community too.
I just find it fascinating as a parent. Like, I still get like this whole entire conversation. I've had goosebumps because as a parent, I'm a soccer nut. But the change that's happening that you're doing and helping the school district to be successful, not just with the soccer side, but with all giving them the curriculum, helping them with it, and then not just leaving them hanging. You're coming back, and I don't think a lot of programs follow through. And then you have what they're doing with the Sparks program, which allows them to be introduced to multiple different sports, which is, as a parent, I think that's important, because at the end of the day, my son never would have found soccer. No. But we told him, like, we didn't want to go be outside in the winter playing baseball. Things like that. Right. We had the opportunities also to expose him to different sports. And I don't, as a parent, I find this very fascinating that you have done it, and you've done it successfully in a short period of time within our community and working with multiple different organizations. It's not just a North Texas Soccer Association saying, I'm done here. It's all on Dallas ISD or U.S. Soccer Foundation, washing their hands of it, saying that we've trained. No, we're all coming back constantly and trying to make improvements. How can parents, I'm looking at it from my perspective, I asked earlier how we can help you, but how can we better understand or be educated? Because at the end of the day, I don't feel like I'm well enough educated in what's going on in our school districts mm-hmm. or what U.S. Soccer Foundation. If it wasn't for my chat with Warren and Christine a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. I never would have known about this. And I am so excited to learn about it because it's something I talk about on a weekly basis now. As a parent, talking about what Dallas ISD is doing, what Lisa has explained to me, what you all are doing. And I'm like, how do we expand this even more? And how do we get our communities more involved? Is there a way that we as parents can push our communities to be more involved other than volunteering or helping out after schools or going through the course artwork ourselves? Or are parents allowed to go to the class, these classes, to be volunteers within the school district? Is that even feasible?
I think that we could possibly work it out that we could do like a parent training on soccer activities you could do with kids. And I think it'd be pretty easy to do. And we could give activities that, hey, look, these are a very small group, 2 kids, 4 kids, that you can have your kids practice skills. So I think that's very, very possible. I think the other thing is that parents, my favorite parents when I taught PE were the parents who would call and say, hey, what are you doing in PE? I want to know what my kid's doing. So I used to send home biweekly. I'd send home a little handout and say, these are the skills your child is working on. Practice with them at home. Sign this sheet and send it back to me. So as a parent, I would like for parents to ask, what are my kids learning in physical education and how can I support that? So I think that takes it one step back that we have to educate parents how to interact with the schools if they're not already doing that on a regular basis and not interact about my kid's behavior who went a little sideways yesterday, but you know, what can I do proactively? And what can I do to support my child's learning? And I think very often physical education is overlooked. Number one, because people will go back and think about what PE was like when they were in physical education. And PE is very likely different from what you experienced as a student. So educating the parents in knowing what's going on in your physical education classes, I think is critical. And then training those parents to ask the questions of what's my kid learning and what can I do to help them? You don't have to be a soccer star to teach soccer. Okay. You can teach them to dribble. We can give you the cues. We can say inside, outside, soft taps. Those are cues that we can provide to parents that they can actually guide their student. And then it's reinforcement to the kids because they've already heard it in a PE, they've heard it in the Sparks program, they're hearing the same message time and time again.
I could also include that with me being here, well, it's been 5 years, I've done a lot of other clinics and trainings, and a lot of the parents that have club teams come up and ask me questions. So I know when anything that we do, which is 7th, 8th, and then high school, I'm always available to talk to the parents, and a lot of the parents actually do coach or they want to help us as well. So we do have a lot of passionate parents out there that want to help us, and they mm-hmm. have helped me as well.
What stood out to me in this conversation is simple. This is what alignment looks like. PE and athletics working together, teachers getting real training, kids getting more touches on the ball, and a system that actually builds confidence before competition. This isn't about just adding another program. It's about building a foundation so when kids step into middle school or high school sports, they're ready and they still love the game. A big thanks to Lisa Perry, Dr. Whitaker, Coach Lopez, and Warren for joining me today. If you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.